Brothers and sisters, alleluia, the Lord is risen. The holy light overcomes the darkness. During these days of the Easter season, we celebrate Christ's victory over death and salvation for humankind. Thank you for your continued support of the televised Mass. I pray that the hope of Christ's resurrection and his generous love and mercy bring you peace and joy this Easter season.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I welcome all of you to our diocesan televised Mass on this fifth Sunday of Easter. When we remain in Jesus, we produce abundant fruit. The Father continues to prune us as disciples of his Son, the true vine. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of the Eucharist, let us love in truth and in deed, as we praise God for his mercy shown to us in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, you call us to be branches on the vine that is you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you call us to grow as branches on this vine. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you send down the consoling dew of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. We pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem, and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Galilee, Judea, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
May the Lord be in our minds, on our lips, and in our hearts. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that does, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. And anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are quick to see the faults of others and eager to stamp them out. We take ourselves to task for our own weaknesses, making endless resolutions to prune away our faults. But Jesus offers a reassuring word in today's gospel. We have already been trimmed by the divine vine grower. Thanks to the word Jesus has spoken to us, all we need to do is live in him, and we will bear much fruit. To live in Jesus means to set aside our preconceptions of others and call forth the best in them. That was a tough call for the early ancestors in the faith. In today's first reading, Saul, the notorious persecutor of Christians, arrives in Jerusalem, eager to join the disciples. Only Barnabas' willingness to see in Saul a new believer is he able to put the apostles' fear aside and allow Saul to begin the preaching that will eventually make him the greatest apostle to the Gentiles. It's a tough call for us to see potential for greatness in those whom we have already found a reason to judge. But it can be done. Think of the people who have, contrary to your expectations, become good friends, people who you admire. And think of the people who have surprised you by seeing you as lovable. To live in Jesus is to trust that Jesus can work through us, even through our faults. The character traits from which our worst faults arise are very strong. Perhaps their very strength indicates that they are God's special gifts to us, the very abilities that enable us to build Christ's kingdom in the world when we remain rooted in love. So, drop the pruning shears. Rather than trying to lop off the parts of our personalities that we call our faults, we can ask the Lord to use them for his own purposes. As long as we let Christ's love flow through us, Christ can put our strongest personality traits to good use. And we may be surprised to discover that our anger is magnificent, our stubbornness is the virtue of perseverance, our weaknesses the source of our compassion for the helpless, and our need for forgiveness, the power to forgive others. We come together week after week to celebrate the greatest paradox of all, that the death of Jesus is the source of life for all of us. That is the mystery we celebrate this Easter season. That is the mystery, that is the reality we make present at this altar. My sisters and brothers, we continue our celebration of the Lord's resurrection as we profess our faith in Christ, who calls us and makes us his own. And so I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
My friends, we who are branches on the vine of Christ raise our voices in prayer for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for all people across this planet.
That the ministers of the church will live in Christ by the fruit of their generous service, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those suffering from sickness or poverty will live in Christ by the fruit of their likeness to him, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who have died will live in Christ by the fruit of their everlasting union with him, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, you are the vine grower who has given us your Son to bind us to him and to one another. Help us to remember that we are not alone and empower us to bear good fruit. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant that, as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy and be glorified, O God, who love the human race and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst when we are gathered by his love and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, Jesus opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, On the night of the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until Christ comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so, having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Francis, our Holy Father, Patrick, our Bishop, with all bishops, priests, deacons, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into the world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the apostles and martyrs, St. Cloud, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. We now pray in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the risen Lord be with each one of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to those around us a sign of Christ's peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Lord, graciously be present to your people and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing.
Amen. Amen.
May God, by whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom, make you heirs to an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And may you, who have already risen with Christ at baptism through faith, by living in a right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. You are the way, through you alone can we the God's heart and will and mind.